left off, the Rambam says that errors in the Hilchos Sarif don't even reach the number 10. We spoke about that a little bit. And the Rambam says that well, ha-perushin ha-matsuyin l'chol ha-ga'onim yesh lahem yisron zeh al zeh kifi yisron sechlon. They're not all of the same caliber, that they vary. By ish ha-novon ha-motsoy be'iyun ha-talmud yachol adas mahus kol ga'on v'ga'on midvar v'perusha. Having been exposed to the Chiburi HaGaonim, one can, Ha'ish HaNovon, can, based on that, have a read on the Machaber, on each Gaon. Tell a story about them. I'm not sure whether I'm giving the setting accurately. The substance of the story is, I think, is accurate. I'm not sure whether I'm getting the details of the setting correctly. Tell a story about Reb Chaim. That he was once, I think the context might have been that he was raising funds for some cause. And that he was visiting with a certain rabbi whom he had met once before, and okay, so they begin by talking in Devei Torah, and for the purpose of the fundraising, Reb Chaim needed to make a certain point, a certain impression. So this rabbi begins by asking a kasha. So Reb Chaim says, "So Mestoma." This is what you said about the kasha. And Reb Chaim begins telling him the first few minutes of the pilpul. And then the rabbi was about to open his mouth, and then Reb Chaim said, but then you asked the following kasha, what you said. And then Reb Chaim tells him the next few minutes of what he said. And then Reb Chaim tells him, it wasn't Reb Chaim's shtickle, though. It wasn't his mahalach. It wasn't how he dealt with it. But he knew exactly, he knew mahus, called exactly what the Rambam was talking about. He knew from the exposure. That's what the Rambam is describing also. When the Klavner Rav Sefer Dvar Avraham was printed, so he leaves out the names. Most, if not all of it, was correspondence that he had with contemporaries. But he leaves out the names. He says L, and then, you know, ellipse, dot, 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 dot. So when they brought the Dvar Avraham, the Sefer, to Reb Chaim, so Reb Chaim was flipping through it, so he pointed to one siman, and he said, this was written to my son Moshe. Obviously, that was the case. You could tell by what the Dvar Avraham was writing, he could tell what the Torah was that he was responding to. Ubahagia azman adenu nahagnu kafi shemotzan b'misha haya ba'ava b'chakira udrisha v'hishtavus kafi hayecholas lahase koma shenekave shayoa lana lifnei Hashem. וקיבצתי כל הבא לידי מהאורס אבי זצל, וזולוסה על פי רבן יוסף הלוי זל. So it seems like that the Rambam's father, Rav Maimon, was a Talmud of the Rimi Migash. And then the Rambam has this famous characterization of the Rimi Migash. He binas also ha'ish ba'talmud madhima. Chai Hashem, the mission is bonin bidvar of omek iuno. Atcha o is loma ola, the fun of lahoya chaimel kamohu, the dark of zas. When you, again, we have from the Vimigash on Bava Basra and Shulos, we have the Chiddush of Vimigash. When you learn the Vimigash, it was Reb Chaim's Derech in the Rishon. It's very very much the case. וגם כי באתי מה שמוצאתי הלוחס ממנו בפירושו בעצמו, ומה שנראה לי אני גם כן מהפירושים כי פיתחו חושס יכולתנו ומה שישגנו בלימוד. וחיברתי פירושים בשלושת הספרים מועד נושם נזיקת. למה לא פירושים on ש"ס? It's a question of some controversy whether we have it. We have what's מיוחס to the Rambam on Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah, but whether that's really the Rambam is apparently some question. But it's unquestionable that the Rambam did, as he himself writes here. Zulas arba masachto shani mevakesh after the forish bahem mashu vaday lo matzas lezapnai. Uperashti gam eskulen legodol hanachitzos lo. Vizeo kamashu asinu kafisha bikashu lasasa benosa vilmo kamashu lamadnu. Shuvah Isi, and here that the Rambam sort of concludes his introduction to Torah Shebal Peh by placing his parish HaMishnayis in context. Shuvah Isi la'achar mikan, la'achar mikan, la'chaber al ha-mishnah chibur nochutz al pi ofen sha'aver also besof dvarai ela. Ma she'bi'an li dekach, what prompted me to write a parish of Mishnayos, ki ra'isi shehatalmud osa b'mishnah ma'asa shi efshal shum adam lahavino b'svar l'olam. The way the Gemara says pshat in the Mishnah, it's impossible for a person to figure that out misvara. Shehu manhik klalim v'omel lecha shemishnah zu b'nuya b'ofen kach v'kach. Or she mishnah zo chaseru b'lshona v'tikuna hukach. Chesuai mechsura v'hochi katone. What's the man he klolim? I don't know, maybe it means lo zu afzu, something like that, in terms of what the structure of the mishnah is, that it's a lo zu afzu, or lo mi boy, that type of construct. Or she mishnah zo hi l'ploni usvaros hukach. ועוד שהוא מוסף בלשונה ומחסר ממנה ומגל את העמה. Question is how this line differs from the previous line in terms of the מחסר ממנה. So one of them presumably is חסוי מחסר, but what's the other thing the Rambam is referring to? The Tosfos Yontov, and remember whether he quotes the Rambam, but the Tosfos Yontov writes like this also. He says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was intended to, and he did, he was threading a needle when he wrote down the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. On the one hand, as the Rambam in Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah explains, the need to write down Torah Shebal Peh, lest it be forgotten, Chas V'Shalom. But Me'ilat Gisa, he didn't want to move away entirely from the oral transmission. So he wrote down Mishnayos in a way that, on the one hand, you had this written record, but on the other hand, you really needed a Rebbe to understand Pshat in the Mishnayos. And that was the balance that Rabbeinu HaKadosh intentionally created. And again, the Rambam doesn't articulate the reason for it, but he's clearly reflecting that same reality and saying that you can't just sit down with a Mishnah and really understand it on your own. וראיסי שמיה עושה החיבור הזה על פי החיבור המתוכנה שנבר על כל המשנה, הרי שיהיו בו ארבע תועליות גדולות. four things are achieved by the Rambam's Perush Mishnayos. Ha'achas, shenodia es Perush HaMishnah HaNochon u'biyo l'shona. Ki ilu sha'alta es ha'godol shebega'onim al Perush HaLocha min HaMishnah, lo yuchal lom l'cha ba davar, ela imken hu yodea al pe es Talmud osa ha'halocha. Osha Yomalacha Aayein Masha Dibiru Allah Batalmud. The Ain be Yacholas Adam Ladas al Pas Kala Talmud. Ubifrat Kishahalacha Achas when Hamishna Misparesh is Balbo Dapim Bahamisha, and Nation of Nasim and Indian, Indian, the Tainus, the Kushis, the Terutim, Achel Yuchal Hasik Maskanus Parish, also Hamishna El Habaki be Ian. בכל זה, אם אין ההלוכה האחס מאוסן של נשלם פירושה, נפסק הדין בהן, אלו בשתי מסכתוס או שלוש מסכתוס. So the Rambam says that the first to'elis of the Perush Mishnayos is to be able to learn Mishnah without plowing through at least the one particular sugya, or maybe many sugyas that are needed to ultimately establish what the correct pshat in the Mishnah is. So in other words, the Rambam Perush HaMishnayos, again, this is the first of four to'alios, but the first to'alios was to allow for Mishnah to be an independent unit of study. That absent a Perush HaMishnayos, so a person can't sit down, right? We just take it for granted, right? When we want to learn Mishnayos, okay, so, you know, choose your, whether you want to Kahate, Tefaris Yisrael, or the Rav, but there's no such thing as being able to learn Mishnah without a Perush HaMishnayos. Again, because of the fact that Mishnah sometimes is very terse, because of the fact the chulu. So the Rambam's Perush HaMishnayos made Mishnah into an independent unit of limud. That's the first to'alos. V'chitema mehecha teisa that it's supposed to be. If you can't really understand pshat in the Mishnah, but without the Gemara, so I don't know. So maybe it's not supposed to be an independent unit. So, but it's clear in Chazal that it is supposed to be. Amar Safa Kedushin Daf Lamed Mishum Avishu Ben Chananya Ma'adik Se V'Shinantam Levanecha Al Tikrei V'Shinantam Ela V'Shilashtam. And especially according to the Rambam, who learns Pshat in this Gemara, that it means betchilas talmudo shel adam, and it means three equal parts. So it's quite clear that Chazal do intend that Mishnah should be an independent unit of lima. And that's what Rambam says, but practically it isn't. Practically it isn't. So how did Chazal then intend us to fulfill this? You know, in the, probably close to 1,000 years, not between Chassim and HaMishnah, I don't know, maybe close to 900 years, between Chassim and HaMishnah and the Rambam's Perush HaMishnayos. I'm not sure what the answer is. Maybe Anachanami. Maybe the maybe it required a Rebbe, that one packet couldn't be mekayim this din on one's own. One would need to find a Rebbe to teach a Mishnah. And what the Rambam was looking to do is to allow a person to be able to fulfill this mandate of Shlish B'Mishnah, even if he didn't have the benefit of, even if he wasn't in a position to have a Rebbe. So that's clear again. So, and on the one hand, this is clear that why the Rambam is looking to achieve this to'elus, to make Mishnah an independent unit of Limbud, because you see from that Maimer in the Gemara Kiddushin that's what Chazal intended. That's what Chazal wanted that it should be. But Me'indach Gisa, when the Rambam quotes this Gemara Kiddushin that we just looked at, so the Rambam says, "V'chayv l'shalish zman l'midaso, shlish b'tar shavuchsav, shlish b'tar shabalpeh, v'shlish yavin v'yaskel achvas davar merishu sar v'chulu." So the Rambam, where the Gemara uses the Lashon Mishnah, so the Rambam uses the Lashon tar shabalpeh. What Chazal mean by Mishnah, again, is on the one hand literally Mishnah, but on the other hand, what that represents is that Mishnah, as we've discussed, Rabbeinu HaKadosh intended as a Sefer Halacha, right? That's why the Mishnah in Ages asks, why do you mention the Yochid Ben HaMerubim, if the Halacha is like the Merubim? Why do we mention anything which is shaloka halacha in the Mishnah is because Mishnah is intended as a sefer halacha. So when Chazal say shlish b'mishnah, they mean Mishnah literally, but what Mishnah represents is halacha, and that's the way the Rambam, again, uses the term Torah Shebal Peh. Not the way we use the term Torah Shebal Peh, but the Rambam uses the term Torah Shebal Peh more narrowly. Torah Shebal Peh means halacha. That's what the Rambam says in the Hagdoma, that Kol ha-mitzvah she-nitnu l'l-moshe v'sinai b'feirusha nitnu she-nema v'etna l'chos l'uchos o-evin v'ha-torah v'ha-mitzvah Torah zo Torah she-vachzav mitzvah zu perusha v'tzivanu l'asos ha-torah al-pi ha-mitzvah mitzvah zo hi ha-nikris Torah she-vachzav, which means they get the halachos. Then the Rambam tells us at the end of the Hagdama, that Mishnah Torah is all-encompassing, such that the fisha odom kori Torah shebuchsav tchila v'afekach bozeh, meaning Mishnah Torah, v'yodeya mimenu Torah shebal peh kula. So the question is whether or not the first of the four to'aliyos of Mishnah, making of the Rambam's Perush Mishnayos, which allowed for Limud HaMishnah to be an independent Seder HaLimud, was that ultimately eclipsed when the Rambam wrote Mishnah Torah? Because when the Rambam writes Mishnah Torah, he says, no, you'll use Mishnah Torah to learn Halacha, because it's more encompassing than the Mishnah. It has all the dinim from the Gemara as well, not only from the Mishnayos, it has all the dinim from the Chiburi HaGaonim. Ad hayom hazeh. Yitachin, that is the case. That is the case.
Create enough kamina then if there's a stira between Perish and Mishnah and Mishnah Torah, only care about what's written in the Mishnah Torah, and Rambam, we always assume that what's written in the Mishnah Torah is going to be the final attack of the Rambam as opposed to the Mishnah Torah. It's Perish and Mishnah.
I think either way that's probably warranted, because that's the Rambam's Mishnah Chumah, because he wrote Mishnah Torah after the Perish and Mishnah. Bahashniya, what the second of the to'aliyos of the Rambam's Perush Mishnayos, Hapsokin. Mishnayos, whenever you have a machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah, so absent a Perush Mishnayos, when you learn Mishnayos, you don't know who are we paskin. Can you omer l'cha liyad Perush kol halacha kedas miyosin? Hashlishis, this is quite fascinating. Not so easy to understand, explain what the Rambam means here. But the Hashlishis, the third of the four to'aliyos associated with the Perush Mishnah, she kemovo the maskil be'iyun. It introduces a person to learning b'iyun. V'yasik lo bazeh esder hadikduk b'dvarim u'b'iyun. Learning Mishnah is properly not just on the level of that it provides us with the basic ideas. Not just if you learn Mishnah as Yevamos. So you have the basic ideas from Masachas Yevamos, not only on that level, but on the level of training a person to think clearly, subtly, in a nuanced way. V'yaslag lo bazeh esder hadikduk b'dvarim u'b'urim. V'yia kemisha hikif es kol ha'talmud. One way to chazur Gemara is whenever you finish a particular sugya, is to go back and to read the Mishnah, and with each line in the Mishnah, to be able to think, to be able to review what the Gemara said to explain pshat in this line in the Mishnah. And that's what the Rambam says also, that the having a Perush and Mishnayos, it's both ends of the spectrum. At one end of the spectrum, it means someone who maybe even hasn't learned the sugya can understand the Mishnah, because the Perush and Mishnayos gives you pshat in the Mishnah. But Me'idach Gisa, the Perush and Mishnayos is also basically a very compact summation of the Sugya HaGemara. The Rambam clearly intends it as a method of Chazorah, and B, When the Rambam writes, "V'tiya mishnasa v'talmudo sadu al piv," the ideal, right? The ideal, even Bizman Hazeh that we live after the Eis Lasas of Avin HaKadosh, so the ideal is that a person knows as much of Torah Shebaalpeh, Baalpeh, right? Not just to be able to open up the Gemara, the Mishnayos, or the Shulchan Aruch, but that he knows it Baalpeh. To know something Baalpeh, the more compact the formulation is, obviously the easier it is to know it Baalpeh. It's easier to memorize three lines of Mishnah than it is to memorize two dapim of Gemara. So what the Parasha Mishnayos does, again, by sort of condensing at least the maskonas in terms of the Gemara, the maskonas, the normative pshat in the Mishnah, so then basically when the person knows the Mishnah Baal Peh, he not only knows the Mishnah Baal Peh, but he knows at least in terms of the maskonas, he knows the Gemara Baal Peh as well, again, because it's compressed into the words of the Mishnah. Okay, just a few more lines here. Bekashin etzdayu etzli in yonim elu nechlatzti l'chabi asachivo sh'ola v'dayti. Chalutzim tavu, right? So I took the initiative to compose this work. U'matrasein v'chibo hazeh l'forish es ha-mishnah k'fi sh'pirish ha-talmud. ולהסתפק בפירושים הנכונים, ולהשמד את הפירושים שנדחו בבירור בתלמוד, ולברר את הטיימים שבכלולם נכתב אוסר עניין, והטיימים שבכלולם נפלו מחלוקת בין החולקים במקסס מחלוקת, וסוגדס מאוסר כפי שביר התלמוד. Let's look at this next line. What's put in this next line? ועדקדק בכל זה, לקצר בלושון, and I'm going to be very careful about writing as tersely as possible. Kedei shelo yiyeh bo sofek lakorei. Ki ein chibureinu levonein avonim, Elohu levonein Misha Maven. So we're generally concerned that if things are written very compactly, that they may be cryptic. And that certainly can be the case. But the Rambam said, but the opposite chashash also exists. That if things are inflated, if there's an unnecessary arichus, so that itself can cause confusion. No, I think that's what the line seems to say. If you can say something precisely in three words, and you say it in six words, yitachein, it doesn't have to happen, but it could happen, the potential is there for it to happen, that there will be an element of imprecision by the added three words. And that's what the Rambam is saying. I don't think the Rambam is sort of denying that if something is, you know, too compact, that it will become cryptic and one won't understand. But it's true in the opposite direction as well. Just one more paragraph, and I think that now Bestek will conclude our study of the Hagdama. But Isila Nachan, she has said the Chibuik, Fisher Osen Kolam of Forshim. Vahu, Sha'atze Vizloshan HaMishna at Sofa Halacha. I think earlier that there was a note here in this edition that the Rambam refers to individual Mishnayos as a Halacha. As halachos, and he generally uses the term Mishnah as a collective, the Shisha Sajay Mishnah, and he refers to individual Mishnayos as halacha. So that's Vahusha Atzev as Lashon HaMishnah. Lashon HaMishnah means the Lashon HaMishnah, referring to the of Shisha Sajay Mishnah. Atzof HaHalacha, this, what we would call this individual Mishnah, this particular Mishnah. Ba'achakach adaber al peirush osa ha'halacha kefi she'evtachnu, v'shuv asko ba'halacha shniya v'chein ad sof ha'mishnah, meaning ad sof shisha sedrei mishnah. This is the method I'm going to adopt throughout shisha sedrei mishnah. V'chol halacha shehi pshuta echtevenu v'lo adaber bo. So it's quite clear that the Rambam wrote the Mishnayos, so that therefore the Rambam's Perush HaMishnayos is a source for knowing what, when there's a question of Yosos in the Mishnah, so the Rambam's Perush HaMishnayos is a source for that. The Rambam didn't just, you know, sort of write a separate manuscript with the Perush HaMishnayos that was, you know, then matched up with some manuscript of the Mishnayos. No, the Rambam copied out copy the Mishnayos. Okay, maybe we just have a few more minutes for today, so just one. The rest is well worth looking at. It's quite extraordinary, but there's, I don't really have much to say about it, but not because it's not worth looking at. Maybe just one, we have a few more minutes, so just one he'orah in Hilchos Talmud Torah, apropos of this. Mitzvah Yud Aleph in the Mitzvah Sasei is Lomo Torah Ulolamda. Shenema Vishinantam Levanach. So the Rambam has Lomo Ulolamed as a single mitzvah. In contrast to Seraph Sadrigon, who counts Lomo Ulolamed as two distinct mitzvahs. If you look in Sefer Mitzvahs, I'm sorry, I forgot to bring it, but if you look in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Tas, so the Rambam says, Lilmod Chochmas HaTorah Ulolamda, something to that effect, and then he quotes two Drashas Chazal. He quotes one Drashas Chazal, V'shinantum L'vanecha Banecha Eilu Talmidecha, the Sifri. Then he quotes another Drashas Chazal, V'shinantum L'vanecha Shiyudivei Torah Mechudanim B'ficha. Shem Yishalcha Adam Dovar Al Tegam Geim VeEmulo, but rather Emulo Miyad. So why is the Rambam quoting those two drushes? Again, the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs are just giving you a listing of the mitzvahs. He's not telling you the dinim, he's not telling you any of the protein. So it's clear that the Rambam is saying, you're wondering why I'm counting Lilmod Ulamed as one mitzvah, but look, according to Chazal, Lilmod Ulamed, the Torah itself compresses into the same pasuk. Because the drasha v'shinantam levanecha vanecha elu talmidecha is clearly understanding that v'shinantam means to teach. Shinantam of anafesh yudivetar mufudadim b'ficha. It's clearly talking about what the shir of yediyas hatorah is that a person should have. So Chazal are understanding that v'shinantam doesn't mean only to teach levanach. It also means v'shinantam psik, v'shinantam to learn. So you see, gufa, that the Torah itself, I'm not being machadish, as the Rambam says, that lilmod ululamed is one mitzvah. The Torah itself compressed it into the same word of v'shinantam. You see that in the Drashas Chazal. Levanach el talmidach is lulamed, sheyudeh betorah mechudadim b'ficha is lilmod. So on the one hand, we understand sort of that the Rambam is being machriach, his shita in terms of Divrei Chazal, in terms of Loshon HaTorah, but how do you understand in Svara? In Svara, that isn't a sadigal and certainly correct, that obviously there is, Lomod and Lamed are obviously interconnected, but that interconnection notwithstanding, that conceptually, they're two different things. A person learns, a person teaches. Again, do they overlap? Is one a condition for the other? Yes, yes, yes. But at the end of the day, lulmod is one chalos. The lamed is another chalos. So how is it that the Torah compresses them into one mitzvah? So Yitachin as follows. If one understands maybe to first mention a Hilara from Ibrahim. The Rambam begins Hilchos Talmud Torah. That Noshim Avodim Pturim Mitalmud Torah, Aval Katan Oviv Chayiv Lalamdo Torah, Shanam Rav Limatim Osam Az Menechem Ledarber Bo. So the Rambam begins Hilchos Talmud Torah with the Chiyuv of teaching, not with the Chiyuv of learning. He has to mention the Ptur of Noshim Avodim because the Ptur of Noshim Avodim from learning is the basis of the Ptur of the Isha from teaching. So he needs to give us that idea. But the Rambam is beginning with Lulamed, which seems to be counterintuitive. Obviously, why not go chronologically? Obviously, the little mode in a person's life precedes the Lulamed. So Reb Chaim said, no, because the Iker is the Lulamed. So that's why the Rambam is beginning with what the Iker mitzvah is. The Iker mitzvah is the... Yitachin, the Omek HaPshat in that is, I mean, it could stand on its own, but Yitachin, that the Omek HaPshat in that is, and the answer to Rav Sadia Gaon, of Aunt Lilmod Ulalame, two different Chaluyos, the two different things, is that Yitachin, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is for a person to be a Shalshalas in Mesiras HaTorah. That's what the definition of Talmud Torah is. The definition of Talmud Torah is not learning, and it's not teaching. It's neither learning nor teaching. The definition of Talmud Torah is that each one of us, to the best of his ability, should be a link in the chain of Mesiras HaTorah. Now, if that's the definition of the mitzvah, so then Lilmod Ulamed is like two sides of a coin. They're two halves of one whole. They're not two different. If Lilmod represents receiving a Masora, and the Lamed represents transmitting a Masora, so then Lilmod and Lamed are no longer two distinct, conceptually distinct activities. No, they're two halves. They're two halves of a whole. And Yitachin, that's what Reb Chaim, that would then be the Omek HaPshat of what Reb Chaim is saying, is that it's sort of a person only fully becomes a link in the Masorah if there's a link after him as well. If the person, if it ends with him, so then, okay, to a certain degree, he connected to the Masor, but the mitzvah is clinched. The mitzvah really hinges on the lelamed. It gives an added depth to the mission of this, that a person is supposed to be lomed, avonas to lamed. Again, not that the Mishnah wouldn't be intelligible otherwise, but it certainly gives an added depth to what that means. Is that ultimately for the lilmod to be a lilmod, it's sort of not just a condition that it's imposed, it's integral. For the lilmod to be an act of becoming part of the Masorah, so that's only true, Talmud HaSalami. It's not some, you know, that a person should be altruistic, you know, he shouldn't be selfish. No, in order for the lilmod to be an act of becoming part of the Masorah, so that really requires that the person's kavana in the lilmod be al-manas lalamed. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Maybe you can ask me to remind Rabbi to ask the guys to go to the
Yeah,
I forgot to remind Rabbi before Shir.
On Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday.
We'll send out a message.
Yeah.